Hey, what's good?
We are here in effect.
We are here in effect. It's a West Coast Wednesday. Hey, we know we got the NBA playoffs going on. We know we've got WNBA first games of the season for a couple of people today. And so we're going to try and make it a short show today just because we both want to get back to watching our sports just as well as you guys. So as you all are already aware, we are on Fuel. So if you go to your Roku or your Amazon, the Fuel app. Shout out to Fuel Sports Network because we can you can catch us live there. If you're catching us live there, hey, tap in, join the chat. Also, if you're just haven't followed us yet on and subscribed on YouTube, hit up the YouTube at Girl Chat Sports on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. That way you'll know when we go live. Follow us on all of social media at Girl Chat Sports. And that's what's happening right now. So it's been a busy couple days. We had the Aces. Hot topic, of course. WNBA season has started yesterday officially. There was four games, some great games. One of the big news things, obviously, is that the Fever and the Sun game had over 2.1 million viewers, the most in a WNBA game in 23 years. Insane. They said that was more than NBA Christmas Day games put together.
I believe it.
Which is wild.
Wow.
We did see, obviously, Caitlin Clark struggled a little bit. She still had 20 points. Hello. Can we give the girl credit for that? She had 20 points her first game. She also had 10 turnovers, which was obviously an issue for her. She wasn't happy about it, but welcome to the league, right?
Was Diana Taurasi wrong?
She wasn't wrong. And Diana, give all credit to Diana. She had a game last night with the Aces. Like, that woman is not 40 years old. I'm sorry.
Right.
The way my body aches right now, there's no way. She put up, I think, 23 points. Come on.
Talk about it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What's up, Jonathan Watson? Thanks for joining in. We appreciate you. Natalie, hello. Of course, we will show off Tom a little bit later as well. So, but yeah, the WNBA season was big. Of course, there's a lot more attention on the league this year. There's a lot more media that you see that you haven't seen before at games. So, hey, all for more and more publicity. The ticket prices that I believe the Aces ticket prices kind of went down as it got closer to the game. There was a lot of empty seats that were kind of like behind the visiting bench in that lower bowl. From where I sat, they were pretty much open most of the game. So,
sold seats and probably people couldn't make it. You know what I mean? They were trying to have scalpers outside selling tickets. I don't even know if they really had tickets when I pulled up in there. So, you know.
They had scalpers?
Yeah, they did. Hey, you know we're bidding when you have the scalpers out there asking who's got tickets. You got tickets? Any tickets?
You know that's big time. You know that's big time.
I ran into a guy who's wearing a WNBA hoodie, and I'm like, he's going the opposite direction. And I'm like, hey, you're not going to the game? I don't have a ticket. You got a ticket?
What?
You got a ticket?
Stop. Yeah, was he a scalper?
He had a WNBA hoodie on. I was like, I don't even have a ticket. But he's a fan. You know what I mean? So,
Oh, wow. I cannot.
So the hype is there. The hype is real. And let's just keep the season going. This game was a struggle game for our ladies on ring night. It was an awesome attendance, but it was a struggle bus game. And
it was tough. That first quarter was good. First quarter was good. Asia had like 17 points in the first quarter. She ran it. They looked great. But then it was like the lead was gone. And then they struggled all the second quarter. And they
struggled.
So
we can discuss
more.
The elephant in the room due to the struggle. I think people noticed that Chelsea Gray was in, not at uni, but in sweats.
She was. And even though she didn't have a boot on, she did. She is still injured.
She had a boot on. Now we're seeing she's an opener, no boot, but still not dressed in uni to play. So what up with that?
It's interesting because, and shout out to Sportsnista. I was chatting with her during the presser after the game. She had asked, I believe it was her that asked coach, you know, status of Chelsea, time frames. And coach like had a whole smoke screen, was like, answered a couple of things, blah, 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 and move on to the next part of the question. Like, so there's some speculation out there that possibly this could be more of a not game to game situation. Maybe it's a little more.
Well, somebody tweeted that it's a prolonged injury. So it's a prolonged situation where she may be out a couple weeks. maybe even longer. But the evidence is proof as far as the gameplay. These girls need Chelsea Gray. And if they don't need Chelsea Gray, then they need to figure out how their rotations are going to work and what subs to put in and what to pick out. But Chelsea Gray is definitely the floor general for that team. And you can see a lot of the misses and missed opportunities that this team had with no Chelsea Gray running the court. So it's just, it's interesting because you don't ever know how reliable a player is until you see them gone. And you see the performance.
Or how much they're needed, how much they're missed. I mean, granted, yes, we won the finals without Chelsea Gray.
Right.
But there was a lot of other factors.
She got us there. That's the thing. She got us there.
And hey, it is game. It is the first game of the season. We all get it. We understand. Like Asia had mentioned in the press, or like, you know, they just had their first preseason game on Saturday versus Puerto Rico. They had already had their plane issues, and we already are moving to charter, but the ladies still had to do commercial from DC after the White House visit, which I do have a pick of too, I think. After the DC visit and seeing the president and VP, they had plane delays getting them to South Carolina. So they were already like 2 to 4 hours behind schedule when they got to South Carolina. So they've had issues already up to the season. So being and then Tuesday, of course, being the ring ceremony, the banner night, that time took away from their routine of pregame practice and warm-up. They had mentioned that like they were 10 minutes short on warm-ups and stuff like that. Not excuses, but just other things that have piled up. And hey, like, we get it. It's the first game. And coach had mentioned, like, you know, the rotations. She's still trying to find what works, what doesn't work. So she definitely needs to be going to the drawing board. We saw Sid and KB going in the first quarter, the first game of this season, which that rarely happened during last season. We saw them usually when there was a lead or if there needed to be a change. And then we didn't see Kate or Daisha or Cannon get in at all during the game. That's not concerning. We know Becky doesn't always play the rookies right off the bat, but if your team needs a little change up, and if possibly the Mercury already have your number and they're playing defense well and they're doing a great zone against you, maybe it's time to just throw a wrench in the plan. You know, throw a wrench out there and see what happens. Change it up.
Yeah, they had no
Bridget. You got Ryan shooters. You got shooters for a reason, right? Like you drafted shooters for a reason.
They had no Brittany Griner on that Phoenix squad, and they still played up, but they had bad shots too. Their shots weren't landing. It was lousy on both ends of the courts with their shooting. Diana Taurasi was the only player. Dwana Bonner was consistent too, but they were both showing the most consistency out of their squad. And so I think it's just washing those cobwebs off and getting back into the groove of what everything is. But the ladies definitely, it was a low scoring game. You know, these girls have hit 100 points in a game previous, but what's going on with Kelsey Plum? I mean, her shots were off too. Like, it wasn't free.
She had her moments. I mean, so KP had a good quarter. I think that was probably like the second or third quarter when, you know, things were kind of slacking. You know, KP and Jackie both came in and helped out when it was needed. But the thing is that it's a team effort. We need the team to be there and present for all 40 minutes, or else it's not.
I agree with that, but also she was missing free throws. And she wasn't landing all of her shots. She scored 19 points that night, or what was it, 17? Still decent numbers, still helpful.
Yeah,
but
still decent.
But it's a noticeable one-off for her. It is noticeable.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's up, Ms. Ballandy? She said, yeah, we just talked about it. It was surprised to see both KB and Sid in the game so early. We'll be interesting to see how the game plan changes. I don't foresee us seeing Chelsea in the next, probably not even this homestead. And if she doesn't make the homestead this time, maybe she's not traveling with
the
team.
Like I said, I heard 2 weeks. So I'm going to go with the 2 weeks speculation and just not count on it. But what we need to do is count on these aces to pull through against these Sparks.
Shout out to BS.
Hey,
what's
BS? Up, BS? Yes, it was a crazy week. It's a crazy week. I get it. You know, you got NBA playoffs. You got all that stuff going on. But yeah, they just got to try to hone in and figure it out. Get it together. Look like the reigning champions that they are.
Absolutely. We do need to also mention real quick is the Fitz. I didn't get many Fitz from today except for Angel. But of course, our aces came through.
Oh, yeah.
Loaded. I didn't know if I missed that it was like a biker, like a leather party, but I feel like throughout the WNBA, we saw a lot of crop tops, no tops, leather, zippers, it was kind of like a theme for that day one. So of course, Sydney, Kelsey, Asia, and Sid. You also saw Sophie. Sophie over there literally had her bralette on and some leather pants. Caitlin came through with the all black and a Tiffany purse. You had
the Tiffany dunks.
Yeah. Alicia and Dawana Bonner holding hands came through with their leathers on leathers. And then Angel Reese. I don't know if this is because it was an away game fit. Like, I just felt like her first game, we would have saw like more shy Barbie vibe off of it. But, you know, she came in. She had an off game for the first half of this game that we were watching, that I was watching. I got to check in to see what the score is. But she came back in the second half. Chicago, their first game out in the season, Teresa Witherspoon doing a wonderful job coaching these ladies. Even with Cardoso not playing, Dallas is Chicago is really holding it up with Dallas. And it's,
Reese, not for nothing, had a busy week. The girl went to the Met Gala, had her birthday, been practicing and stuff.
Everything.
It's definitely going to be bringing, she's probably going to bring more heat.
And she said she's graduating like this week or this month or something like that. So give it for her. Listen.
Yeah, that whole biker leather thing was giving me Dog Bounty Hunter vibe. Shout out to Dog Bounty Hunter. Sons of Anarchy. In the Summertime.
The Daughters of Anarchy, BS.
Anarchy, yeah, right.
BS wants the black and red uniforms back. So I don't know when they're going to use the red. They do have a Rebel Yet red jersey. I'm not sure when that's going to come out, what games it would be, if it would be home or away.
But you can buy them. They're for sale. They're definitely on the website, so you can get them.
But there was a new look. There was a new look in the stadium, in the arena. Yeah. There's no more red on the court. It is all officially silver, black, and white. You can thank the Raiders and their owner, Mark Davis, for that.
We'll take that.
But, hey. Okay.
And it was
a sellout crowd. 10,419 people were in attendance with the win over the Mercury, 89-80. Of course, the rings, Jostens. It was interesting because I had sent you a message. So, you know, last year's rings were Jason of Beverly Hills. I didn't know Jostens had it in him for this, but this is the Joston ring. I kept thinking of like my, you know, your high school rings or your college rings that you would get sometimes as Jostens, but apparently this is it. Coach Becky had mentioned that they are bigger than last year. They're heavier than last year and there's a lot more bling, and that apparently Mark Davis and the Raiders did well for them. So that's what it is. I clearly didn't measure these pictures well enough today, but hey, it is what it is. Some pictures from the ladies getting their rings last night, the banner dropping. Of course, there's two banners now when you go into Michelob Ultra Arena. That's pretty amazing. Can't lie. Chelsea had her baby with her when she got it. We also saw Big Boy during halftime. Great songs, terrible audio. I'm not sure what's happening at Michelob. Maybe it was the first game of the season. They're trying to readjust as to what's happening, but things didn't seem to sound as great as they usually do.
They never have good sound when they do the shows.
Yeah.
He thought it was the same way when he was there. And I want to say Take was there too. When Take was there, his acoustics were rad. I think it's just a sound system for Michelob Ultra. They got to figure that out because they got concerts coming up. Aside from Aces games.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is that you have all these concerts. Why does it sound like this?
I'm not even going to blame Michelob. I'm not going to carry them like that. I think their tracks are bad. I think the things that they use are bad. Because was it else that had a track that was so old and outdated? We were at the NFL draft. And
I mean, they didn't bring like a mixtape and say, here, play my cassette so I can perform.
Well, no, they probably brought a JPEG or something to stick in and hear this drive.
What, you don't think it's been updated? Like, I get these are old songs, but they performed them numerous times everywhere. They were probably, you know, they probably, it wasn't.
I mean, is it that it's the older artists that have the bad tracks? And not for nothing, it sounds bad like that at Allegiant. And Allegiant's brand new. It's just the tracks they use, I'm telling you.
Too much bass or not enough treble?
All that was so distorted. It was crazy. So it was the same distortion I felt with Big Boy. Get clearer tracks, up your whatever, your megabyte, whatever you got to do. I'm not about to carry Michelob Ultra because Allegiant's a brand new stadium and they had bad sound. And Bones had, Thugs and Harmony had bad sound when they were there. Their tracks were awful. I couldn't even hardly hear them. That's what this reminded me of.
Oh, no. I found this on I didn't catch this game live, like I didn't see it, but we got to give props to Sydney Colson on this play because this was in the first quarter when she played. This
fire
is insane. This is old vet 90s NBA basketball right here.
Pieces like Augustusson and Sydney Colson, the veteran here, puts it up with shot clock winding down, the runner in the lane, the fans love it.
What a move. Look at Colson right here. She gets away with it. Crafty move right there to keep from traveling.
She bounced it to the goal.
Passed it to herself and gave up the floater like it was nothing.
I mean, they just definitely were not paying attention to that look. It was such a great fake out, that psych out, that it was just insane.
It was really good.
And a bounce pass, no less. Like, that's an easy syllable play, and they didn't see it.
We also have to shout out one of our favorite people or groups that are at the Las Vegas Aces games. The newly crowned 2024 High Rollers made their appearance during the break of the fourth quarter. I think they have two guys this year too. So I think they didn't have guys last year. Now they've got two men. So shout out to the guys on the senior dance team. Again, if you're not familiar, the High Rollers, they are a senior dance team, 50 and over. There's tryouts every year. This was their third season. And we personally love them. If anyone with the organization of the Aces is watching, please give this team their own handle, own Instagram, Twitter, something, because they deserve it. They do a lot and they perform so well.
Did anybody ask Kelsey Plum at the post conference interview how she fared during tryouts and what she thought of how the High Rollers perform?
She wasn't part of the post game presser. It was just Jackie.
I want to ask her so badly her experience with that, and as well as how she felt about not making it, unfortunately, and what she saw in their performance and what she thought.
Right. So, you know, they showed, the Aces had videoed Kelsey trying to audition with the High Rollers this year. Yeah. She was upset though because I guess most of the people that were there for the auditions had got the routine like sent to them via video maybe a week in advance. So she was like, listen, next year I'm coming back, send me the video, I will make this team.
Quite wouldn't that be dope if she plays and then it's like time out or break and she comes
time out and here she comes and gets in it. That would probably be an amazing time. Hey, we do got to get here's that shirt you have on now, but this was the item of the game last night, the back-to-back champions white t-shirt. White and silver, of course. We are losing away with the red. Good shirt, good times. I know you had a good time. We had a good time. One thing I didn't notice that was new, I didn't see this last year, is that during the intros, they have their signatures highlighted on the court.
On the court. That is so fly.
Isn't like that cool? Yeah, listen, cool. Bases be doing some things.
Hey, listen, you won two back-to-back championships. You need to throw some money into the production. The production.
Throw it. Make it all happen. Yes.
That's such Vegas style, and I love it.
I don't know if anyone else caught this. During the ring ceremony, you know, Kathy, the commish, was out there. I noticed in the press conference when I saw Becky up close, I was like, that's the same jacket, the same blazer commish had on. So it's a who wore it best. And the coach was actually the first person to mention it, I think, in the press conference. We all got a good laugh. And I didn't realize it until I saw it again and was like, oh, my gosh, they really did wear the same blazer. Not planning. I don't know if they got the same stylist and they messed it up but wow. That's very entertaining.
Great minds think alike. Sometimes
you can't. You can't.
But it was worn differently, you know, so that's good. It wasn't twinning, so that's great. She didn't do full fruit. She did break it up. So
absolutely. Hey, listen, shout out to Quan. I finally got to meet Quan's mom, Rosalie.
Oh, Rosalie.
Me and Rosalie have been Facebook friends for a while. She's a huge sports fan. Even though she does like some of the same teams as her son, unfortunately. She does love the Aces. This was her first in-person game to the Aces. So big round of applause to Rosalie for making it out. Nice. And because she definitely wants to make it back. We also got to give a shout out to, listen, I hit up Natalie and said, yo, Tom Brady's here. Because she was just coming in and she sent me this picture. And she was like, are you serious? Because look what she had the hat on already.
She knew.
She already knew. She knew her dude was going to be there. She knew. So. Here's my question now. Does this mean that Tom Brady, the football goat with 7 rings, is now an 8th ring? Because he gets a ring for owning the part of the team last year. So he got 8 rings now?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm assuming he would have.
I had posted it on Twitter. I'm just curious everybody's thoughts. Does this mean that he now has 8 rings?
But like he didn't post that he got an 8th ring.
Well, he didn't post anything last night, I don't think. I've looked
but
at his social media.
But he usually will post a ring.
Maybe he'll post it too. I don't know.
Oh, stay tuned. But that's a huge deal if it is. You know what I mean? He would post it.
Maybe because he didn't play for it and the other ones he did. I don't know. But still, 8 rings, that's big.
Yeah, it is. That's why I feel like he would have posted it if he got one.
You would think. I mean,
you got to show off something.
He looked like this. Like, how
was he out on the court with them when they were getting their rings?
He was out in the court. Let me show. I have a small video. I don't know if I got him on one, but they had everybody lined up, like all of the coaches, coaching staff, owners, GM, etc. on one side, and the players were all on the other. Here we go. 3, 2, 1 Shout out to my iPhone and video recording skills. I guess it does help to be slightly taller than most media out there because I was able to just right above them. But yeah, the rings look flawless. I know
to the height.
Natalie definitely says that there was 8 rings. So
yeah.
What's up, Kevin? Good seeing you last night. Feel sports in the house. The rings definitely were great.
good times.
Back to some more Aces news, because there's a ton. The ladies have been officially busy. The WNBA is officially the Skims partner. I think Skylar, who else is on? Candace, Kelsey, yeah. Cameron Brink, and then of course Kelsey had her own.
They had them all lined up in the Skims. Except Asia.
Kelsey got a full on spread for them and it looked fly. So shout out to Kelsey. Kelsey also has her own signature cigar line coming out through, right? Like, take advantage of everything you can, ladies. It's through the Kingmaker cigar. She's going to have her own. And with that also came yesterday. I didn't look at her shoes, but supposedly Under Armour had her opening night shoes called All the Smoke PEs that are the gold ones right there that are basically in recognition of obviously her cigar smoking and the cigars and the gold. So she's getting it in.
Yeah.
She ain't playing. But you know who else is getting it in? Asia. Asia's getting it in. So big game, South Carolina on Saturday. She used that day and that moment in her hometown to announce that she does officially have a Nike shoe deal that is coming in
2025. Yeah.
What I found interesting is that she had mentioned in one of her interviews, I think it was with the boardroom, is that she was glad to make this statement at South Carolina because of all of her hometown and the fans there. But this has been in the works. So for all those people that were like, you know, getting mad at whomever and for people getting deals before her, I guess she's had this deal in the works, but she wants to make it perfect for her. She wants it to be something that she can wear on and off the court. She wants to make it to know that that's Asia Wilson's shoe. It's going to be the A1, the A1.
They won.
And they already built, or they already like designed a building.
Build that Nike store right there.
Yeah, it's going to be out there on Las Vegas Boulevard. It's right by the courthouse, kind of. So it's middle, right downtown. It's going to be the A1 coming in 2025. You know who else had a busy day? Pancake.
Pancake had a busy day.
Pancake was featured on some custom shoes for Megan, which, hello, if you're a dog and you get your own, you get on a shoe, come on, Pancake. Give it up for Pancake.
Yeah, Pancake brought that. It was so cute to see that too. I like that. I was like, oh.
It was adorable.
Got a little shoe.
Are you serious? Oh, Pancake. That was too cute. I loved it. what else do we have with... Let's see.
She's actually rollers. Pretty effective in the game too. In the low post, she scored a couple times.
She did good. We had some good plays from it. Yeah, it's good to see. I like her. I like her play, and she definitely helped out on the boards.
Me too.
One thing that we're gotta mention though, Kia. If anything, we need her to rebound, and the rebounds were not there. They were lackluster. It didn't happen.
She didn't play. She did not play. Simple as that. She was on the court. She didn't play. You need to play, girl.
Put in
she
more.
Did not play.
Yeah. It's got to be something.
Together.
It's got to be something. In some other WNBA news, though, we got to mention that the Golden State Warriors have named their team the Valkyries. Listen,
it's
this logo.
Name. I don't know.
The logo and the colors just by itself go crazy for me. Like, I love it. I love purple. It's my favorite color. So,
you know what it reminds me of?
Huh?
The movie Dodgeball.
Oh my God, it does.
And it's that same type of imagery. Weren't they like the cobras or something like that?
Yeah, and but it has the same colorways.
That's what I'm seeing when I see that.
No, you didn't.
You don't get to bleed my own blood. I don't bleed my own blood.
That was so funny to me. I really can't
that
even.
That blazer.
That's a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's really a whole lot. Yeah.
That's what it looks like. The Valkyries. Okay. No blue and gold colorway to match the Warriors, I guess. Just go do the purple and black.
Here's something.
Colorado
so Rockies, what?
Whatever.
Look. What's kind of crazy about this, you know, women's basketball situation is, of course, we saw literally less than a month or two ago, we saw my dog's food's coming out, so she's having a panic. We saw college basketball championships happen like less than a month ago. Then you've got the WNBA draft. They're going into the season. So not many other professional leagues do you see end of a college season or end of like their last season into a draft right into the season. Like that doesn't happen. So it happens in the WNBA. One of the problems that has occurred that we just found out as of yesterday was Nika Mule for this Seattle Storm who played for UConn. She was on a student visa because this is a Croatian citizen. So she had a student visa all through school. But now that she's working and is a professional basketball player, she has to have a working visa.
You're right.
And those things apparently don't come fast or not fast enough. So it's crazy.
So midway season, hopefully she'll get her work visa.
Well, no, they're hoping that it can happen like even within the next like, you know, game or two or maybe a week. But who knows? It's all dependent on.
That is such a process and it takes such a long time. But she is a professional player. Somebody's got to pull some strings, try to expedite that thing and get her out there. But yeah, the work visas are real. And yeah, she needed one. That kind of sucks, though, because she had no timetable. Didn't know she was going to get drafted.
Crazy.
Probably thought, you know, go back to Croatia, figure it out, play for the Croatian league, basketball out there. Whatever. And
no, I don't think it's going to be long term. I mean, you've got literally a whole organization behind you trying to push it, but it just goes to show you either someone slipped up in making that process streamlined as soon as she got drafted, or it's just a long process and they got to pull some strings and hopefully get something figured
out. That's
what
I was saying. I was like, hopefully they do, but that is a process. That's like a work visa. Yeah. Like, she didn't know she's going to get drafted.
No. Shout out Chris Wynn. Hey.
What's up, Chris?
Yes. The Lions and the Seahawks, Monday Night Football. We're going to get into the NFL schedule dropping because, you know, this is the day that I wait for every year because I usually go ahead and start buying my tickets for that one away game that I pre-plan, and anything else outside of that happens naturally. But yes, the NFL schedule was released today, and we're definitely going to talk about it. But before that, are you still watching the basketball game, Mom?
It's halftime right now, and I dug on OKC Thunder are down, and I don't know what happened. 44-54, they're down by 10. They had, like, multiple turnovers, and it looks like Dallas just went on a crazy run with them, and they're in OKC. So hopefully they can turn it around. This may be the last time we see the fellas on NBA TNT. So I'm just trying
to Yeah, this is wild. So are, is it so, so did
NBC is talking about buying NBA to stream games on that.
Do you think they'll have the guys come over?
Bernie said he's not going anywhere. So who knows? That's what his attitude was.
And I don't think NBC is, like, based out of Atlanta. Martha, isn't TNT based in Atlanta? And that's where all the guys are.
They're based out of Atlanta. Exactly. So I don't know. I don't know. So I'm trying to get every moment with these fellas because it looks like, seriously, by next season going in a different avenue. So
it's not even going to be the same. It won't even be the same.
No, it's definitely not going to be the same.
I mean, Shaq, Chuck, watching Kenny trip on the way to the big screen, like Ernie and just all of his sneaker galore. I just,
I like that they have Draymond on here now, like saying what he has to say. But it's just like, you know, the whole panel, just all of them bringing that. Right. Yeah, he's not leaving Turner Sports. Exactly. He said he's not going. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's, man,
so I'm
I don't know.
This game. It's bad. Okay. Chicago Sky did lose. I don't know.
Yes, but they covered the spread. They were supposed. They were the spread was Sky plus. I think it was like 8.5, and I took them at that. They only lost by 2 points. The Chicago, I think, had a great turnout versus the Wings. I think just deep down, I mean, Marina Mabry for the Chicago Sky is a problem, and I'm glad I got her on my team for my fantasy basketball. I had her last year, and I knew she was going to come out and do some more crazy. I think she had like a 40-point game. Yeah, it's wild.
And LA is down the dream right now, and they're playing in LA too.
Huh. What about your thoughts on the JJ Redick being the proposed front runner for the Lakers coach? Any thoughts? As the in-house Laker fan, good luck.
I mean, who can coach up LeBron? I don't know. Is LeBron? I don't know. If that's all they got is JJ Redick, good luck to him. Good luck. I wish him the best. He seems to know a lot about basketball. We'll see what he does for coaching. Maybe he can put some whispers in the GM's ear to change our squad up. But good luck.
Well, and hopefully that knowledge of the game translates into coaching all these
personalities. I mean, you can have knowledge, but you need to learn how to coach your team. You got to coach your players. You got to know their personalities and manage that. You got to see which rotations work. You got to see who's effective, who's not effective. You've got to talk your superstar into sharing the ball and not being a hog. Otherwise, you're just another problem.
Your superstar slash your podcast host, co-host, like... His superstar slash co-host of his podcast.
I mean, I wish him luck. I mean, what other coach was going to come over here? Tyronn Lue was about to sign an extension with, he ain't going nowhere with the Clippers. He's about to sign an extension with them. That's big money. I mean, the coaching pool is not going to be there for LeBron. Just like some of these young players are not trying to come over for LeBron. So good luck. That's all I got to say. If that's who they got to pull out of left field, whatever. Good luck. Hey, I may be taking a sabbatical from this team, depending on how the outcomes of all
this stuff. The sabbatical. Similar to the Raiders sabbatical. The West.
May have to be looking at some of these other teams. May have to be going into Minnesota. I already like Anthony Edwards, but may have to jump into that. Lakers are from Minnesota, so I can say it. They're originally from Minnesota. That could be a second team for me. We'll see what happens.
It could be.
I don't have no words.
All right. The NFL schedule officially dropped today. Listen, this is like
I posted our Raiders schedule. I'm with it. Let's go.
Yeah, we got your Raiders schedule here.
Yeah.
Any game that you're targeting right now that you need to be at?
I need to be at the Chargers or at the Rams game just so I can see SoFi.
Right.
For the home games, I'm partial to the Browns because I would kind of like to see that.
That'd be a good game. Yeah.
And then I'd like to see the Steelers. I want to see that Russell Wilson action. But I'd have to fly. like
depending on how that season goes for him.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if it's worth flying to Pittsburgh for that. So
yeah, but, I don't know. My Seahawks schedule came out. I wanted the Bears game to go to, but it ends up being the Friday after Christmas. Like, A, Chicago in the winter is like a scratch for me. B, the day after Christmas, like, that's just tough. So I don't know if it'll be the Bears. It might end up being the Patriots. Natalie, if you're still watching, maybe we do another trip because September 15th, week two is New England Patriots. Not that I want to be in Boston because I'm not a fan of Boston, but I could make that ride for that game. I also, you know, Monday Night Football, I think, is dope for the Lions. I already saw a Lions game, though, but that one's back home in Seattle. I definitely want to try and make it to a SoFi game as well. So if I can catch, you know, the Rams game right after the new year, that wouldn't be too bad. I wouldn't mind that one. I would also mind going to Atlanta to watch the Falcons game and see Michael Penix on the sideline. But, you know, that's what it is. So the Seahawks also had a pretty cool way of announcing the they asked every player, you know, what would be your superhero? What's a superhero or superpower you like? And what would your name be? And they made these little comic strips for each week with what some of the players had mentioned as far as their superhero and superpowers. So
I like how the Raiders rolled theirs out. We had two videos. We had one with.
I got the videos here too. I got that lined up. I did a side-by-side of what you guys did on. I know I just your first there. This is the second one, which is just showing the dates and times that you said. Because the Seahawks did a different way too. And I got cut short. Yours was a little short, but this is the Raiders versus the Seahawks one.
Here Chargers. We go.
When?
Ravens.
When?
Panthers.
When?
Browns.
When?
Broncos.
When?
Steelers.
When?
Rams.
When?
Chiefs.
When?
Bengals.
When?
Bye week.
When?
Dolphins.
When?
Buccaneers.
When?
Falcons.
When?
Jags.
When?
When?
Love it.
Yeah.
I think because we're not just saying win. We're declaring wins on these games. We would love to have an undefeated season. That's wishful thinking. But when I look at that, that's what I get. I get not only the win of the day, but that's a W in that column for that game. It's W for those two games, like when we play on these teams.
When I look at that, it's like someone said, hey, PR team, can you go make a quick viral video while the team's here at practice? Because we need to put something out for the schedule release.
But that's not the video for the schedule. That's the second one. We had a first one. That's
I the saw one that one, too. Everybody I had like one before. One. This was ours. This is our second one. We had a first one too that was like, here's what's coming. The draft is the draft or the schedule release is coming, just like you guys have one. This was our after it's been made. Here's what our game schedule is.
Yeah, I didn't even pay attention to yours because I was looking so bad at our schedule and the wins.
Well, everybody else out there probably noticed it because your guys was just, I just kept the volume off mine because I wanted to, you know, be somewhat fair in some ways, you know.
Yeah. No.
Chris said, "Gotta nice. Love Aiden's 1970s porn stash."
I love
hey,
it
maybe
too.
Maybe even Minshew can do like a side by side. I'm hopefully
Minshew and O'Connell AOC.
Absolutely.
AOC
absolutely.
And a Minshew type of side-by-side mustache.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. We also had news that Netflix will be doing the live Christmas Day. They've got two games coming up this week or this season. They have two of the Christmas Day games, the Chiefs and the Steelers, Ravens at the Texans, both on Netflix. If you have older parents like I do, make sure you help them figure out how to access Netflix.
Make sure they
it's going to be a change.
Number one.
It's going to be a change. But, and then Netflix will then have one additional holiday game for the next 2 years. So 2025 and 26. Netflix will also have a holiday game.
Boy, they just know how to keep you back into Netflix, don't they?
Sure they do. I mean, I don't stop. But international schedule is also dropped. We already knew about the Packers and Eagles in Brazil for week one. But we've got three games in London. They might as well just move the Jaguars there. I know they want to. I know that they're trying to aim towards that. But the Jags got two games there this year. You've got the Jets and Vikings.
London, so that's why he's really
Jags and Bears, Patriots and Bears. And then you've got the Munich, Germany game of the Giants and Panthers. What I didn't know is that Munich game, I guess there was like over 1.2 or 1.4 million people in queue waiting to buy tickets for that game last
year. Oh, I believe it. When did they get a football game?
NFL game. Fans out there.
They don't ever play in Germany. And think of all the military that's still over there or possibly over there. They go eat that up. They never get that. Yeah. Not in their wildest dreams do you ever see a game in Germany. I believe it.
And we also saw that the Hard Knocks, so here's the deal. What I don't understand is when they started changing the name to off season, because it's technically preseason. So the Hard Knocks off season with the New York Giants.
Season one too, didn't they? With the Cardinals.
Yeah, the in season is in the season. Yes, but usually the Hard Knocks. It's usually so Hard Knocks
differentiating now with off season and in season, trying to get more viewership. It sounds
well
like.
Now it's also start. I want to say that it starts like in July something, which usually was in August before. So I don't know if this is following them before they even like get into camp.
I don't know, but I won't be watching. I looked at that and I was like, never mind. No, thank you. I'm not interested.
Oh, man. It's just wild.
I'll never have Danny Dimes on my fantasy league ever again.
You also got the Thanksgiving games. Chris, your Lions are everywhere. So we got Bears and the Lions. Oh, my. Giants and Cowboys, Dolphins and Packers all playing on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Cowboys I thought it was Thanksgiving game.
Yeah.
Never going to have that go away.
Never.
At least that options, was interesting. Though.
So Tom Brady, of course, you know, is going to be in the booth this year. His first game in the booth, his debut is going to be week one between the Browns and the Cowboys. So we will be seeing or hearing Tom Brady.
Oh, I would love to hear his analytics on that. And a breakdown of the players.
Yeah, hopefully he breaks down the Cowboys.
I'm glad he took that gig. That gig is paying him a lot of bread, too.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's good.
You got some other matchups like Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will visit the Niners on Monday Night Football for the Monday Night Football opener on September 9th.
And Kansas City and the Niners got a rival game in that schedule. And everybody's
Yes. Kansas City and the Niners. Tom Brady. Booth for week 7.
Yeah, let's go.
Bills rematch week 11. And yeah, so
I'm here for it. I'm here for the rematch games.
What I'm not here for is this is what's tough. It's these. No, that's
And I don't like how our Raiders are ranked because we always have tough schedules. Like, you know, for real, serious. Like, for serious.
This is the first time Seattle's strength of schedule hasn't been in the top, five or six.
I looked down and saw y'all at the lower. I was like, man.
Well, we've always been on top. That's the problem. So, I'll take this one-year break. Thank you.
No. Strength of our schedule. I was like, really, guys? That's what they're doing.
Where
are brownies, though. Good luck to them.
You're up on top. Yeah, I see you. But the other thing, too, is – oh, that's not it. Sorry. Wrong. Where's my other one? I had one – I guess I don't have it. It was the travel mileage for this season. Usually Seattle's number one, but because we don't have any international games this year, Chargers have the longest miles. They'll be going through 36 time zone changes throughout the season. The Dolphins, So I think they have like almost 27,000 miles total this season, but the Dolphins, Seahawks, and Patriots all have over 25,000. The least amount of miles is the Commanders, Bengals, Colts, Steelers, and Falcons. Lucky them. Yeah, seriously. And then you also got Jared Goff, who's now the highest paid line in history. So shout out to Chris and your team. 170 million guaranteed, 212 million contract extension for 4 years. Lions will be banking with Goff. So can't complain about that one.
Well, he fared well with them. I mean, they just had one little thing, hiccup, but, you know.
No, they didn't.
They'll rise again. They got a coach, you know, and they got a squad. They're good.
Yep.
Well, since the days absolutely. Of Megatron, so.
All right, so we got to get in. I have a video to show. If you haven't been anywhere near social media or the news, we got to talk about Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker because he did a
commencement speech at a religious school. Let's give him context. It is a religious school.
Benedictine College. College.
Mm-hmm. Definitely one of those schools that I think are founded.
He took time. And Probably. I mean, anyway, let me play a little video for him real quick, and then you can listen in, and let's just have a little chit-chat, a little fireside chit-chat on this one.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
Oh, God, spare me.
Embrace the most wonderful titles of all, homemaker. Like, where the... First of all, let me start by saying when he mentioned I met my wife in eighth middle school and she converted to the best religion ever, it feels like he's been grooming this chick since middle school. I cannot. He also decided to rip into Joe Biden and some of the policies and things that have been happening. He ripped into the pride and LGBT community. He took this on a whole bender. But the fact you're at a commencement and you're telling women that their best thing that they've got for them is to be a wife and a mother and a housewife. Homemaker, same day as everyone's.
Which people with careers, women that are married with children, also balance careers and make a good home and are homemakers.
Right. And there's several professional athletes' wives who have their own careers and businesses. They're not just at home homemaking.
Yeah. This is what we mean by the stuff of make America great again on certain things. This is part of that ideology of making America great. Now, I am Catholic. I've been confirmed. I've practiced Catholicism. He's Catholic. And yes, certain things that it looks like he cherry picks to stand on. Well and good, that's fine. But you cannot be a hypocrite in your speech giving, sir.
You cannot do that in a speech.
Pride and say, I don't mean the other pride that's celebrated once a month and is considered one of the seven deadly sins. When you know, in fact, yourself being an altar boy or being in a church, there was probably some shenanigans going on with priests and altar boys.
This is what you sent. Apparently, Harrison hooked up with the male cheerleader back when he was in college.
There's that. So, and that's all mere speculation. We don't know. I mean,
we don't know. We don't know.
Listen.
But he sounds pretty aggressive in his thoughts that maybe something happened. Maybe there's been something in his past.
But the thing of it is you're projecting off of something that may have possibly occurred. But you cannot be a hypocrite on stuff that happens outside in the universe when things in our faith are tainted, smudged, and have some bad dark secrets with that too. Not even a dark secret. So a lot of that's come to light, but it's got a stain too. You just cannot give that. And you can't treat these women like their accomplishments mean nothing. You can't say in one sentence, I hope you accomplish everything you need, but the biggest thing you should be most happy about is getting a wife and getting a husband and having kids. Like
big maker.
That's a great, great 1980s, 1950s Make America Great Thing ideology that falls under that. It's just, yeah. And he's a kicker. Let's be clear. You don't move. Your pomade hair does not get ruffled in any game, sir. You are a kicker.
But the point is that we're, yeah, so, I'm sorry. Yeah, does he have any kids? Does he have his daughters? Because so is this how he's going to be grooming his, not grooming, sorry,
oh,
wrong.
Oh, absolutely, 100% if he has daughters.
But he's basically telling his daughters, just don't worry about school or education or your own life. You want to find a husband and become
to cater
a homemaker.
To dope to and birth all of his children because we don't believe in abortion, none of that stuff.
I think the kicker too was him saying, him at the end saying, like, he literally almost broke down in tears about it. And that's what I thought was like the kicker. Like, how are you tearing up over this fact that you literally have like a wife who's pretty much your house slave? I mean, she's not doing anything. You're basically telling her, have kids, take care of the home, and that's it. You're at a college commencement speech with, I'm sure there's a bunch of women in there that are graduating.
You got pre-med students over there. You got pre-law students over there. You probably have women over there that are going to be engineers. There are probably women that are going for doctorates or wanting to become in the medical field, pre-med. You've got all that, and that's what you tell them, that their biggest accomplishment. First of all, it's hard to find a man. Let's keep that a buck.
One that has a good job.
And one that has a good job that can keep a happy home and birth all these kids and pay right. for all of this.
And pay for all of that.
On the table, roof over
Costco
head,
bills. I mean, come on. It's too much, Natalie. Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Like All this happens on the day that the WNBA...
And it's funny to me
start.
That none of the Chiefs players have spoken on his behalf. The video clip of Patrick Mahomes saying he never talks to Harrison Butker, even if he's sitting next to him during the season, maybe says one or two. He said, I never talked to that guy. That aged very fine, like wine. So, I mean, and then the fact that you're going to quote Taylor Swift, because now you got the Swifties after you. So now you're going to quote
Taylor
Swift.
You don't want that. You don't want those problems.
On an empowering quote that she's made that has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with what you just said to these women out of your mouth. It does not align with what you just said.
Unbelievable.
Not at all.
That right
but
there.
But you got people
is
out there. That's that whole
oh, of course.
Part of the ideology of
when I was looking through Twitter, there was a lot of people like giving him props or finally telling it like it is. Like,
hey, listen, I believe in the family structure. I believe in a two-parent household. I believe in all of those things that sometimes things happen that does not occur. That doesn't mean that is the end all be all. It doesn't mean that is the overdone deal of your life.
No. And the thing is like, it's all these little keyboard twittering, typewriting people are all giving him props for what he said, but half those people probably can't even make enough living to support a wife and children.
Well, and somebody that's totally out of their tax bracket and they think that that's winning and they're still in their double wide somewhere in some kind of freaking
it's wild.
Town. Matters not. It's just crazy to me. And he's sick and he's crazy. And we're talking about a kicker here whose pomade probably doesn't move in a regular season, never gets any kind of tackle, never doesn't have any kind of other thing going on but work and home, it sounds like. So
Chris
whatever.
Mentioned the Chiefs should actually come out and denounce these ridiculous comments. And
oh,
they should, but they haven't made any comment yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they were calling for bans. They were writing for the NFL saying that they wanted to put out a ban against him. And the crazy thing about it was they're trying to relate it to Kaepernick. And said they should ban him like they did Kaepernick. Okay, those are two different things. So that's where we're going
completely
into a kind
different.
Of crossover. We don't want that. But to Chris's point, I feel like a statement should be made, especially when you have women reporters, you have women that are on the coaching side of things, you have women that are the referees.
Absolutely.
You know, if I was the ref on a game, the day that Harrison Butker, I would not make that field goal good. I'd be like, I didn't see it. It's not good. It wasn't complete. It clearly
foul,
went through,
found the play.
But I'm saying no.
Flag.
I'd be throwing the whistle every time he tried to kick.
And good point, Natalie. Patrick Mahomes and his wife, they both own one of the FC teams, one of the ladies' national FC teams. Like,
yeah. And I'm sure if she's home, they have one child, she probably can manage it both. But that doesn't negate that people
don't doubt she don't got a nanny. I mean, and don't doubt that she's not doing her own stuff. Like, it's just, it's kind of a just, it, like Chris
just
mentioned,
the
women are a huge fan base.
And this is what we're talking about with all the abortion rights getting rolled back, all the stuff that's happening to women. And he is part of the problem because in his mind, he thinks this is the norm. This is how society should be structured. This is what he believes. And then he puts it under the guise of Catholicism and his belief, which.
Right. You can't do that.
Yeah, you go there, sir.
Or have your opinion and share it at home over cocktails in the fire pit. Don't bring it to the commencement speech.
And I get that this is a divinity type of private school. That's a college and all of that, and divinity is everything. But why don't you, instead of talking about yourself, talk about the faith and what it's brought to everyone being successful and how faith can bring you through life, in your careers, in your future. Don't talk about what you're doing at home, because we don't care.
And don't put that in perspective in these young women's minds that are graduating, feeling excited for the accomplishment of what they just did. And you're telling them like, nah, your best glory is going to be having kids and being a homemaker. Okay. I don't doubt
4 or 5 years of stress and agony.
Why did I spend all this money on school for? Not to mention probably a private school.
I'm sure their dads were like nudging them, like, don't believe into that BS. Whatever he said up there is BS.
Oh my gosh.
But people clap for the sake of clapping because it's a smaller town in Kansas. It's one place I've never heard of this college before. It is a small community. They probably all believed in it, probably loved it. That's why he got a round of applause. But ladies, that ain't it. I'm just saying, it is not it.
Absolutely. Natalie, our HR guru, she's going to write a letter to the Kansas City HR and corporate offices on how reckless this is.
I mean, people have been writing it. I swear to God, I went to his Instagram page and people, the comments in any of his posts were flaming him about it. And he's
just as much, they had supporters too. So it's like,
he haven't gotten immobilized just yet, but he probably going to limit his comments, you know?
Yeah. You don't want those Swifties after you. That's the last thing you
want.
Oh,
they already mobilized. That's a whole other...
And he cited
Travis. He's like my player, my fellow player's girlfriend, you know, like, and he's hoping they get married. He's putting it on them too, like they should get married.
Oh Lord. Okay. Yeah, he's
a
virus.
I will never have him on my fantasy
league. He's a virus.
And I'll never have him on my fantasy league ever again in life. I sent you that text that said, by the way, I don't want Harrison Butker on my fantasy league ever again.
Yeah, I know. That's what started it. Because I was like, wait, what? I'd been in aces mode all night. And then I was like, what happened? What did he do? Boom. Yeah, that's what he did. So make sure to note him. And maybe we should just ostracize him from all of the fantasy football. Maybe he won't get drafted by anybody. Maybe he just takes a seat, period. We know what he wants that. But of course, there are some men that will. Absolutely. Hello.
I need an apology tour.
Every stadium, I need you to get the mic and be on the jumbo screen.
I need an apology tour on how mistaken you are.
Oh my God.
And don't cite that your wife is happy and content whether you make money. Okay, she's going to be fine and happy.
Can we ask her though? But can we ask her, like, lady, blink twice if you need help? Like, I don't want him to be able to say, my wife
probably was in that situation. Yeah. So. You got a hands made tail person living in your house with your kids, Stepford situation, whatever.
Absolutely.
That you can't cite that as a positive.
Oh my gosh. All right. Hey y'all. It's been a good hour with you. We appreciate you. Thanks for tuning into us. Thanks for tuning into Fuel. Thanks for tuning into Girl Chat Sports.
Yes. Shout out to the Fuel.
Make sure you subscribe. If you're just catching the end, catch the replay or head over to YouTube, Girl Chat Sports, watch it again. You can go to Fuel. It's always live when our show is live, usually on Wednesday. Usually we say that with parentheses because, you know, life happens.
Never know. Life happens, but you'll see us. You know,
you'll see us. We're always there at some point.
Hear from us. Hear our takes.
But yeah, that's it. Get back to the NBA playoff game and the WNBA game. I know the LA Sparks seem to be doing some great things right now in the game, so I want to tap back into that. We appreciate you. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next week. All right.
Yep, we are out.
Bye.